This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Folks, if you don't mind, I'm going to go into the Supreme Court decision on Roe v. Wade tomorrow. Look, there's too much information out there, too many things to cover. And I know I said I want to play my speech that I gave on this issue of abortion and blacks. But for right now, I want to stick with guns. But I want to talk about these things in a big picture format so you understand what's going on in the world. And I said in the beginning of the first hour, the beginning of this broadcast, I said, guys, we are restoring sanity to the world. I didn't pick the topics of protecting children or life because of the court decision. I didn't. And I didn't pick the anti-police sentiment and the gun thing because of the court decision. I picked them because these are things that you do every single day to protect lives. Let me put it to you a different way. Let me make you understand this. Guns. Every day, save more lives than they take. This, despite leftists getting guns by all means necessary and illegal guns and using them in any way they choose. Now, look, I don't mind if a person gets an illegal gun to protect themselves, but here's what I do mind. I mind if a person gets an illegal gun to commit a crime. And that's exactly what the left do. They get their own minions to go out, kill people, maim people, a very small percentage of the gun population, legal or otherwise. They go out and they wreak havoc on society. And then they say, we got to get rid of these guns, because the ultimate thing is not about what the guns are doing to us individually. It's about taking away your ability to fight back when, not if, when this tyrannical government decides to do things to you. And there are many of us who didn't believe that could ever possibly happen. There are Democrats out there, non-gun owners, who said, what are you going to do? What can the government make you do that you're going to need to fight back against? And then what happened? They locked us down. They made us quarantine. They stopped us from going to weddings, funerals, bar mitzvahs, bat mitzvahs, quinceañeras, graduations, weddings, divorces, partying, concerts, you name it. They cut your life away. They just arbitrarily said it's over. What? Let me ask you. Think about the people in Europe, the Jews, for example, who were put into these various camps for doing nothing. They didn't do anything. Somebody arbitrarily did it. And why did they have to do it? Because there was a group of armed people who were ready to kill them. I don't need to go all Schindler's List on you to tell you what happens when they have the guns and you don't. Watch that movie if you don't believe me. And watch the many others. Watch where genocide occurs. And I can tell you, I'll give you a fact about genocide every time it's occurred. It occurs when some group has the guns and the other group doesn't. That's when you get genocide. So we're arguing stupid stuff here. We're arguing nonsense. We're arguing things that don't need to be discussed, because let me tell you something, you deserve to be protected. And while the very people that don't want you to have guns are the same people that tell you, well, you got cops. Well, guess what their next argument is? We don't want police. How insane is this? Let's talk big issue. By the way, Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, folks, KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. What's happened recently that, we're getting good news out the wazoo, but what it's also doing is it's meant to empower the Democrats. They want to have a rallying cry before they go into the midterms. And I'm going to do an entire show on an article written by Molly Hemingway that explains how the Democrats are organizationally cheating from the top level down, from Joe Biden down to the mules. And this is why I want to make sure that people understand this. We are making a movie that needs to get made before the midterms. That movie is, the working title is Beyond the Mules. And what it shows is the Democrats on camera, undercover camera, cheating. Saying one thing, doing another. We will give you more information about how they cheated, and there will be people going to prison for it, but we got to get it done before the midterms so that more Democrats understand what these people are willing to do and how they're organizing it. They're orchestrating it. They are taking away your right to vote, disenfranchising you while claiming they want to protect the vote of others. They want to protect black people's votes. They want to protect minority votes, women's votes, etc. As they plot to take away everybody's vote and your guns and your livelihood, your freedom, all of it. So again, big picture. CEOs stood up to Joe Biden. I talked about this the other day, last week. CEOs of the oil industry said, enough is enough. We watch what you did with pharmaceutical. You supported them. You bankrolled them. Joe Biden and these vaccine Nazis gave those CEO companies a license to kill. They're all 007s, and they did it. They did it efficiently and effectively, and they are trying to set the stage to be able to wipe out this population. Your guns be dang. They have changed your DNA. They can give you a pill that can turn your lights out. People are dying every single day right now because of these vaccines, and you don't hear a word about it. Not a sob story, not anything to explain to you what they've done. They gave them complete immunity from prosecution and the ability to kill. But you know what? Those CEOs, those big oil CEOs, stood up for the first time. I talked about this the other day, that these, for the first time in a long time, we've had CEOs say, enough with woke. We are going against this nutty president. And see, that to me is an omen. That's the guy saying, we think sanity will be restored soon, and we can do this and get away with it. Because what would they have done normally? They would have grinned and bared it. They would have just rolled over and said, rub my tummy. I'll say what you want me to say. I'll do what you want me to do. So Biden quickly moved away from them and attacked the retailers and said, you're getting gasoline in the cheap enough. You need to do this. And the retailer said, hey, I don't know when I'm going to get gasoline again. I'm going to price it for what the market will bear. I got to get my profits while I can. And you, Joe Biden, are the reason. Don't blame Putin. Don't blame Donald Trump. Don't blame the oil companies, and don't blame us. You are the reason. When we come back, I'll give you some other things. Bucking the trend is essentially what this hour is about, and more about this gun measure SCOTUS voted.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
We are winning in ways that we probably wouldn't have predicted, but the fight, folks, is not over. It wages on. And Democrats, leftists, they will never stop. They will get more and more vile and evil. Why? Because you want to do the right thing. The more you want to protect them, the more they will fight you. They're like you trying to save a drowning swimmer. If you don't know how to do it properly, they'll drown you both. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. Before we get more into this discussion on guns, and as I mentioned earlier, I want to talk about abortion. I'm going to talk about it tomorrow. And I'm going to cover it in a way that I don't think many people will. And I'm going to touch your heart with what we talk about with this Roe v. Wade overturn and things like this. But I want you to understand, the fight wages on. And we haven't lit a fire in them, because you can't light a fire in this particular issue, given what the Democrats are doing to themselves. Thankfully for us, in other words, Democrats are going to continue to kill each other in massive numbers in major cities. They're going to oppress each other. They're going to beat each other up. They're going to rape and pillage for all intents and purposes. And their own groupers are beginning to feel it. We can talk about Roe v. Wade all you want. Let me tell you, there are young boys, I'm not going to call them men, but there are young leftist boys who are going, look, I don't like being locked down, and I'm not having a baby. So that has nothing to do with me. And there are a bunch of girls that are going, you know what? That's a meaningless issue for me when I can't pay my bills. I can't afford gas. I can't find a good job, etc. Anyway, leftists are experiencing what happens when you cheat a demented moron in the office, a pathological liar. And because of the big cheat, Democrats must watch Biden bring down their party. He has no choice because he doesn't know what else to do. The party of lynching of Negroes knows that the midterms forebode a disaster for them. And as I said, I'm going to have another show that tells you what they're doing to cheat. I don't want you to think for one second that it's over. You must remain vigilant, and the processes that we're putting into place, I'm working with law enforcement people, people willing to fund this stuff. This must happen in every battleground state. I'm talking about much money to make sure these things get implemented. That's what we're doing. And I'm working with some people that want to make sure this cheating doesn't happen. But it isn't just watching mules at drop boxes. It is legislative. It is all the pieces in between. Because I'm going to tell you, Democrats will cheat again. But in reporting the latest polls on Joey Demento, I'm going to tell you something. I offer you nothing new. A nationwide survey from Reuters shows that 36% of Americans approve of Joe Biden's performance as, finger quote, president of the U.S. For those keeping score, know this. Worst recorded poll for this on record. This is from Reuters. Joe Biden's public approval rating fell for a fourth straight week to 36%, matching its lowest level last seen in late May, according to Reuters' Ipsos opinion polls completed last week on Wednesday. 4 weeks in a row, they say. 4 weeks. You believe that? So in other words, Joe Biden in May was at this level. It gone down in April or May, whenever. Then it ticked up a little bit, and then it dropped again. Let me ask you, what would have made Joe Biden tick up between May and June, or April and May? Or whenever they did this last report. I guess this is a June report because they said in May. Week to week, what would have made Joe Biden tick up? Can you give me anything? Is it the price of gasoline? Is it his stellar inflation numbers? Did Joe Biden do something that made people go, oh my gosh, he really is sane. He's not a demented clown the way Kevin Jackson calls him, quite affectionately, by the way. He's a demented clown. I'm not saying it in a negative sense. I'm just telling you what it is. But here's my point. You got all this stuff brewing here. What made it tick up? The short answer is absolutely nothing. The question, the way it was asked, Joe Biden has been ticking down since he was in the presidency. But anyway, I believe if these polls were honest, you'd know that. You'd know that Joe Biden, from the moment he was shoehorned into office, and they tried to make us think it was an overwhelming election. 81 million plus people voted for him, which is a flat, blatant lie. Joe Biden didn't get 60 million votes. But from that point on, he was ticking down and down and down. There's a song that goes, you can go low, 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 low. Well, that's what Joe Biden's doing. He's going low, 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 low. But they want you to believe it's all good. Let me tell you, lowest in history. This is the lowest recorded number since they started doing this. And he's hit it twice now. From the onset, Biden screwed up this country at the border. He undid Trump's stay in Mexico policy, which limited the number of people that were coming into this country in droves. Joe Biden knows it. The left knows it. And that's why they stopped it. He was happy to bring in new voters. That's why they want to make them legal. I played a clip of Jerry Nadler essentially saying that. We'd like to make them all legal. What about inflation? No orange man to blame on this snafu of monumental proportions. Biden owns inflation. It's called Bidenflation. It didn't exist during the Trump era. Reuters continued. Biden's approval rating has stayed below 50% since August, a warning sign that his Democratic Party could lose at least one chamber of the U.S. Congress in the November 8th midterm elections. They will not lose one chamber. They will lose both. No question about it. And the presidency will be restored to its rightful winner in 2024. That's what Joe Biden's doing. He's setting the stage for it. Now, the Democrats are trying to subterfuge on Americans, but it's not working. And here's some of the poll numbers. 34% of Americans say the economy is the most important issue they're currently facing in the U.S. Biden, they say, has been plagued by 40-year highs in inflation, with Russia's invasion of Ukraine restricting global fuel supply and supply chains still constrained by the COVID-19 pandemic. 34% of people say that the economy is their issue. Let me tell you something. It's higher. People impacted negatively by Bidenflation is much higher, and they're much angrier than the Democrats want you to believe. And Americans aren't blaming Wu Flu or Putin. They blame the Democrats. Now, here's what's interesting. They say that Biden's party, the party of lynching of Negroes, a.k.a. the Democrats, they say his approval remains largely unchanged. 73% of Democrats approve of him versus 74% on June 15th. In August, 85% of Democrats approved of Biden's performance. This is August, last August. So it's dropped. But still, a lot of people approve of it. I'm not buying it. I think Democrats are sick of Biden and they're sick of their own party. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Ukrainian President Zelensky says his country's war with Russia must end by winter. Zelensky, remotely speaking to President Biden and other world leaders attending the G7 summit in Germany on Monday. The Senate Minority Leader is touting Congress's work on improving school safety after recent mass shootings. During remarks in his home state, Kentucky Republican Senator Mitch McConnell discusses a bipartisan deal.
Does not take away any gun rights from anyone. It is targeted entirely at school safety and mental health.
He said it only involves few changes on firearms legislation, notably increased background checks for those under 21. The senator also praising the Supreme Court for its ruling last week to expand gun rights. USA Radio News. The Supreme Court rules in favor of a high school football coach.
The Supreme Court of the United States ruled Monday Joe Kennedy, a high school football coach in Washington State, has a constitutional right to pray at games. Joe Kennedy on Fox News.
It doesn't matter what your faith is or if you have no faith. It just proves that, you know, this is America and the First Amendment applies, and nobody should have to worry about, now especially, have to worry about just because you want to thank God, you can do it now. And that's just an awesome thing for everybody.
The vote was 6-3, saying the Bremerton School District in Washington State unlawfully violated his First Amendment rights. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Supreme Court also saying they won't revisit a 1964 ruling that sets the bar higher for someone to claim libel. Conservative Justice Clarence Thomas dissenting from the court's decision. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Leftists want the Supreme Court dissolved. There are those that say we need to stack the court because it's 6-3, so they want to do that. When it doesn't go their way, boy, they're the biggest babies on the planet. But they have a massive problem. They're ideals, what they stand for, and their Pied Piper, Joe Biden, lowest numbers of approval in history. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I mentioned those low poll numbers mean people, Joe Biden's not resonating. He's not resonating with the general population who are suffering under him. And they can't pass the buck. People are suffering under Biden. I'm emphasizing that word for a reason. Suffering. CEOs are bucking Biden. You're watching the oil company CEOs buck him right now. They won't be the only ones. Oh, by the way, Netflix is bucking Biden, bucking the whole system. Elon Musk bucking Biden, saying the heck with him. And to heck with wokeness, Netflix is posting another loss. They are laying off people. If I mentioned the Flick Fest in a while, my little equivalent to Netflix, well, I wouldn't call it equivalent, but my answer to Netflix, we're not laying anybody off. We're waiting for you guys to come over and join so we can do it the right way. You know what Netflix is learning? Go woke, go broke. You know what these CEOs for these oil companies are learning? Go woke, go broke. Go green energy. Watch what happens. See if they care about your business. See, when we're in the business of excellence, when you let ExxonMobil, Chevron, and all these other companies do what they do, transition the way they need to transition, be competitive to one another, you get excellence. You don't get excellence with government. Tell me where government delivers excellence of any kind. Somebody tell me.
Oh, Kevin, they funded NASA.
Let me tell you something. If you think that the government is the reason for that, you're out of your mind. That was somebody's idea. The government takes it over. Come up with a great idea. I can't get into detail because I'm under NDA, but I'll tell you this. I'm working with a company right now that has revolutionary technology. And you know what the government's doing? They say, listen, why don't we fund you? Why don't you do this thing together with us? And then, you know, we'll keep you going. And he's like, because the technology can be used for military and other purposes. And it's a, when I tell you it's a game changer, I mean it. It's a game changer. I know it. I know the tech. So I'm working with this company to help them out. The point is, the government wants it. And they don't want it to, do you think they want to enrich him? They want to give him credit for the idea? No, they just want to take it. Government steals medical. It steals patents and technology. It can commandeer whatever it wants. And it makes it look like, oh, but we were fair. It's all good. CEOs are bucking the system because they've learned when the government gets involved in your business, it is not a good partner. You might as well be, you make a deal with the devil. That's what it is. You're making a deal with the devil. SCOTUS, bucking Biden. See, Biden doesn't want to offer them any protection. I'm not telling you SCOTUS is looking at this and saying, we'll get back at that president by making bad judgments, like McCain, for example. I'll vote against Donald Trump on Obamacare, and I'll show him. Well, who doesn't benefit with that? We didn't, that turncoat sucker. But let me tell you, the Supreme Court is saying we're going to follow the law. And if you don't like it, Joe Biden, so be it. And you know what's sad? That Supreme Court should be 7-2, not 6-3. 7-2. When Trump gets his second chance back, sadly, he's probably not going to get rid of any of those justices. But let's hope that if any of ours need to be replaced, he's replacing them. Roberts would be a good start, by the way. In case you're not aware of it, Democrats are bucking Biden. You're probably going, Kevin, what are you talking about? Do you know, folks, there are people now talking about who will replace Biden in 2024, publicly saying it. An article, governors that could potentially replace Biden in 2024. That's not the only ones who want him done, want him out of there. The reason why that story is even out is because it's being discussed. Joe Biden can come on, he can hold press conferences, he can try to make himself look presidential. I already played his stupid clip that he said about oil and gas, proving he knows nothing about it. He says the Supreme Court are too stupid to know what to do on this gun control or Roe v. Wade. They're too stupid. What do they know? Do we have that clip of Biden, right, talking about the Supreme Court? Because he knows more.
This is the point of the Supreme Court gun decision. There is one little bit of solace in the minority making up the majority opinion has laid out that it affects not every state. It affects only 40 states. A lot of states it affects. The gun laws in 40 of these states are still in place based on the decision. Not good enough, but I think it's a bad decision. I think it's not reasoned accurately, but I'm disappointed.
Welcome back, everybody. The brightest minds in the land, theoretically, certainly on the conservative side, have made a determination that the Second Amendment is not to be infringed upon. They follow the Constitution. And what does Joe Biden say? He's arguing with them. He was hoping that the Buffalo Uvalde shootings would kick it over surely this will put enough pressure on them. These are people smart enough to understand that this gun, this inanimate object, is not the issue here. As I mentioned, it's not just the CEOs, it's not just SCOTUS, it's Democrats bucking Biden. His own people are saying we need to get rid of him. So 6-3, they strike down the restrictive may issue concealed carry laws in New York State. The case was New York State Rifle and Pistol Association versus Bruin. Justice Thomas wrote the majority opinion, explained how the Second Amendment is not a second-class right. You guys do know that I'm friends with Justice Thomas, right? Have I mentioned that in a while? It's funny, a lady yelled at me years ago. She said to me, "You're a Clarence Thomas," and I said, "Thank you!" And she looked like, "What did you just?" And I was like, "Thank you." You know, and then I went on to yell that a black man at the top of his career. Yes, I want to be that. And a white lady, she skulked off. This is back in my protesting days. People don't realize I was on the streets, man. Not just a pretty face behind the radio. Or the pretty face you used to see on Fox News. No. I was an activist. For the right reasons. Anyway, Justice Thomas was on point when he was describing, why did we go through this? Why did we do... Why are we... It's like I said, why are we even talking about this? And love this dissent. But it was nowhere nearly as scathing as Alito's, and that's what I want to get to. Justice Alito. They wrote this. They said, the arguments made by the dissenting judges were wildly irrelevant from the issue and constitutionality in current law. By the way, Sotomayor, when she's ruled on anything, it has nothing to do with the Constitution. She throws it away. She just says, look, people are dying and it's the gun that's doing it and we got to get rid of the guns. Dumbest, one of the dumbest Supreme Court justices I've ever seen. And I'm going to reserve, on Kagan. The reason why I reserve judgment on her is because Clarence Thomas, that's one of his best friends, is Elena Kagan. Anyway, Samuel Alito, Justice Alito, he filed a separate concurring opinion that destroyed the claims of the left. He took issue with their ignorance. This is what I'm reading. He took issue with their ignorance and arrogance surrounding the facts of lawful gun ownership versus criminality. And see, this is something I've been talking about since we've had this discussion. I said, where are the people that are talking about the number of times guns, legal guns, save people's lives, prevent crimes? Why is nobody keeping up with this? And it's a simple answer. If they kept up with that, you wouldn't even be having this discussion. The many times that people are shot at, killed, or shot and killed in Chicago, Detroit, St. Louis, Cleveland, Cincinnati, you name it. The number of times that a gun has prevented the same type of act is geometrically, if not exponentially higher. Pure and simple. They don't want to talk about it. Because bringing that to the attention destroys their narrative. And they know this. Let me tell you what. Guns protect people in the worst crime neighborhoods. Guns protect women from sexual assault. It's an equalizer for everybody. Leftists hate those facts.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lowered blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
My turn, we'll buy in 30 seconds.
A real 30 seconds?
A real 30 seconds.
I'm the only person that's beat the NRA nationally. I'm the guy that got the Brady Bill passed, the background check, number one. Number two, we increased that background check during the Obama-Biden administration. I'm also the only guy that got assault weapons banned, and the number of clips in a gun banned. And so, folks, look, and I would buy back those weapons. We already started talking about that. We tried to get it done. I think it can.
can be done. And it should be demanded that we do it, and that's a good expenditure of money. And lastly, we should have smart guns. No gun should be able to be sold unless your biometric measure could pull that trigger. It's within our right to do that. We can do that. Our enemy is the gun manufacturers, not the NRA.
No central registry for anything. No way that Uncle Sam can go find out whether you own a gun, because we're about to really take away all your rights and you're not going to be able to defend yourself. And we're going to swoop down with special forces folks and gather up every gun in America. It's bizarre. But that's just being sold out there. All we're suggesting is we'll be able to add to the existing system. No information. We're not adding any more information to this.
Does the vice president have a point there?
Some things you can. Many things you can't.
Let's let the senator answer.
I would just say, hey, Joe, instead of saying no, we can't, let's say yes, we can.
Let's be constitutional. We got a constitution.
And yes, we can, because I'll tell you something. The way that I think about this is I've seen more autopsy photographs than I care to tell you. I have attended more police officer funerals than I care to tell you. I have hugged more mothers of homicide victims than I care to tell you. And the idea that we would wait for this Congress, which has just done nothing to act, is just, it is overlooking the fact that every day in America, our babies are going to school to have drills, elementary, middle, and high school students, where they are learning about how they have to hide in a closet or crouch in a corner if there is a mass shooter roaming the hallways of their school. I was talking about this at one of my town halls, and this child, it was 8 years old probably, came up to me. It was like it was a secret between the two of us. And he tugged on my jacket and he said, I had to have one of those drills.
I had a statement ready. I think about it right now. I don't know if you all are seeing what's coming out of Texas. America is under attack. America is under attack from homegrown white nationalist terrorism. And we have to talk and act about two things in this country. First of all, we are the only country in the world with more guns than people. It has not made us safer. We can respect the Second Amendment and not allow it to be a death sentence for thousands of Americans. And two, white nationalism is evil. And it is inspiring people to commit murder. And it is being condoned at the highest levels of the American government. And that has to end.
If I'm your president, we are going to bring the fight to the NRA, who wants to represent corporate gun owners, corporate gun corporations, manufacturers, more than they want to represent the people. Because this is what they're doing to Americans. They are defending loopholes, like that loophole that if a man is convicted of beating his wife, he can find a loophole to go out and buy a gun and murder her. They are defending not their membership, but loopholes, like the loophole that says that someone on the terrorist no-fly list in our country can still go to a gun show and buy weapons. Or that somebody that's convicted of a violent crime can still find a loophole to go and buy a weapon.
I don't think anyone is closer to the voters in Washington than members of the House of Representatives. You know that place very well. Right now, Donald Trump is doing much better than Hillary Clinton among white men, and particularly white men who have not attended college. How does Hillary Clinton counter that?
With an economic agenda to create jobs, good paying jobs, increasing paychecks, the economic agenda is what is really, it's about the economy. You know that statement, it's not a cliche, it's a fact. And I think that so many times white, non-college educated white males have voted Republican, they voted against their own economic interests because of guns, because of gays, and because of God, the three G's, God being the woman's right to choose.
Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson here. That's a hodgepodge of gun control clips from the Democrats to make you understand that they want your guns. That's different people's ways of rationalizing it. They called you white supremacist, white nationalist, God's gays and guns. That's how they're going to win you over there. Well, let's get you, if God, your God is, you don't want a woman to protect her body. And of course, we all know that conservatives hate gays. Isn't that what the prevailing thought is? Despite the fact that many of you have gay children, gay brothers and sisters, gay uncles, gay cousins, gay friends. Doesn't matter. You hate gays. And of course, you love your guns. Because, what, you're the biggest criminals on the planet with those guns. It's funny, one of the people said, I think it was Buttigieg on there, one of the clips, he says, America's the only country that has more guns than people. Well, how do we survive, Petey boy? Welcome, folks, Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. I just want you to understand this. You are in a more than philosophical battle. It's a philosophical battle between nutcases that want to act as if you shouldn't have the right to protect your body, your person. The only thing you have a right to protect is your property. I dare you to use your gun at home. They make it sound, well, you can protect yourself at your home, but when you're out and about, we have police that'll protect you, except when we don't allow the police to protect you, or when the police are your enemy, because we own the police. Have you thought about how they set up the system for cops? How they use cops. The cops are theirs. They're minions to use whichever way they want. They politicize the police to such a degree that cops have become Democrats. Cops don't care about your rights any more than Nancy Pelosi does. They do what they're told. So they tell you, rely on the police. And you want to because it's programmed in you to say, I will respect that authority. These are public servants. Protect and serve. And you find out they've been corrupted. Every major metropolitan police force is corrupt. I'm saying the leadership is corrupt. The rank and file, they want to do the right thing. But the guys at the top are as corrupt as the union officials or as corrupt as our Congress. It's a system that's been set up against us. And the only way you're going to get this system in check is if you decide, I'm going to fight. I'm talking about more than metaphorically, I don't mean it in a physical way, so let me correct that. But what I'm getting at is getting in the fight, getting political, not letting people just walk over you, letting your legislators know you don't think our voices are going to be heard. I gave you the numbers for Georgia. 1.2 million Republicans voted in the Georgia primary, 717,000 Democrats. For the Democrats, that was up 29%. For the Republicans, it was up 96%. Are you part of this? Are you going to do what Georgia does? Wherever you live, are you going to show up and almost double the numbers you did before? Are you going to be vigilant? Are you going to go talk to people? Are you going to go point in the faces of Democrats and tell them, we are no longer going to sit by passively and listen to you? When you say to a Democrat, you will never, repeat, never take my gun. And then when you elect officials who are willing to get in there and undo all this nonsense. Oh, it's the clips. It's the magazines. They don't even know what they're talking about. You put a gun in a leftist hand, they don't even know what to do with it. But let me tell you, as I said earlier, if they need to pull that trigger to save their lives, they will do it in an instant. It won't. It will be so fast you'll think they were trained. I'm going to get us off the subject of this. In other words, you're going to hear me talk about this until it becomes absolutely part of your routine where you say, you will never take my guns. Not 1,000% you will never take them. There will be no rules restricting me from having guns. I can get a legal gun. Yes, there should be, you know, just like driving a car, get a license, you know, things like that. But government is going to get out of the business of telling me how to protect myself. Folks, this is not about your gun. This is about control.
putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.